Well, that was an arrangement of my Sweet Potato tune that I heard from a record of Booker T in the MGs, a record called Time is Tight. To play that one, you need to drop the bass string down to D. Sixth string comes down the tone to be an octave lower than the fourth string. Essentially, the tune is a blues, or close to a sort of blues pattern, except that at the turnaround, if you're in D, instead of going, well, I guess would be more customary, would be to your A7, your G7, and then your D, it slips around into a nice modal change, which might be really why I like it so much. It's got a Celtic feel to it, to a C, and then a G, and then back down to the D again at the end of the sequence. Being a piano piece, the bits that I remember most from it was that it had a rock steady bass and a treble line that moved against the bass in a very nice kind of counterpoint way. To play it on the guitar, I can actually play the bass pattern, but I can't play the bass pattern at the same time as I can play the top line. So I fake it. So let's quickly have a look at the right hand, which holds together the bass pattern now. To get the sound on the guitar, you need a fairly percussive sound. The pattern itself is, if I can play it, right hand kind of goes right across the strings here, and the first finger, middle finger and first finger and thumb are used on the bottom four strings there. And I like to click down with the thumb, and depending on the setup of the guitar, if I just damp it, I can get a kind of percussive click sometimes. The idea is to create the illusion that the bass is going all the way through on the change for G. Turn around. So the top line comes in between the bass patterns. Treble. The idea is to keep the illusion of a top and a bottom going at the same time. For the variations, I tend to generally start a variation with an idea and then improvise on it to a certain extent. The first one that I used then was, in fact, a little idea that I heard from Bert Jansch, who used a very similar pattern on a tune called Black Waterside, which is to roll. To pick two strings and play a little trill on the inside there. So the first variation, I use that roll. I could and I build on that. Second variation, I think I play use some running six, parallel six there. The third one is in fact very much like one that Booker T himself played, which is this. So that little figure comes in every time between the main ideas. And he uses this chord, which is very nice. And then it goes in all kinds of different directions. I wind up, in fact, playing on the bass strings here so that I'm doubling at the octave, and I'm using the drone bass open and the fourth string open, and just playing whatever I feel like on the A string up the middle there, pretending I'm rather like I imagine oud playing would sound, or even fretless bass. And you can get quite a lot of mileage as well out of bending the bass string here up to the fourth. guitar effect. Well, I try and stay as close to the variations as I can, and we'll play along together.